end of it.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 here it is. Friday Junior, that's right. Friday Junior, as Jimbo calls it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people get started.
Yep, start getting into the weekend festivities, start on a Thursday evening.
Yes. So they are already set to go
mm-hmm.
for Friday.
Yeah, I remember middle of the night on a Friday, waking up half hanging outside my car by the house.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how nobody, you could tell that little stretch of road was, remember how you had to go to one way and then go up that tiny little road and go back the other? I was at tiny little, and I parked there.
No.
So I guess nobody would drove by.
I've never heard this story.
Oh, yeah, I was hanging out with the door was open.
Like you were killed.
Yeah, like I was, I'm sure they would have called the cops if they would have thought.
No,
that.
Would you have gotten a DUI for
probably,
that?
Probably in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God. Anyway, hi, I'm Deborah Lee. I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. I want to welcome our Facebookers. Who are watching us from our Facebook page for the show. It's called, imagine, Psychic Love Doctor Show Page.
Word up on that.
Yeah. Well, the page is silent.
Yeah, there is no page.
And we actually have all of you, our blog talkers, who we see. We have a map that in our dashboard. And wow, we are covering some ground around the world. Glad to have you all with us. And we hope many of you will call in to get a reading. It's all free. We'd love to have you do that. Also, I'm going to start off and then Jimbo's going to take over. That is somebody that's been with us quite often.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes.
We'll give her the shout out here.
Okay, good. We are using an ordinary deck of playing cards, all right? So it's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot. These are not oracle cards. These are not any of the wonderful systems that are out there. And I know many of them are, just adored and loved. Thing is, I've never really studied anything else but personal prophecy, which my grandmother taught me. So I just want you to know. That we will be using these cards as our tools for intuitive perception. We also will be using two other tools. Those are choice and change. And we'll demonstrate as we go along how these cards are going to project your future path, your path to the future. So saying future path to the future is a bit redundant, isn't it?
It is indeed. Future of the future. All
and
right.
You are going to have the ability to choose and make choices about what's on that path. If there's something there you don't like, you can always hit the delete key. If it's something you can't delete, like a relationship or maybe you need that J-O-B to get the bills paid, we'll work with bringing change to it by improving the situation as we see that we have the potential to do so. And there's, with the future being so fluid, which it really is, we are able to accomplish quite dynamic, life-altering new beginnings for ourselves as well. So we will get into that. We got quite a list growing for readings.
We do.
So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Baggins, who rides shotgun with me, and he is actually your host. In the Facebook Live
The typer. I'm the one doing the typing for the Psychic Love Doctor Show. First of all, reminder, everybody, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer. Also, we have done one before the show, but we'll do another one now. If you are international, let us know. If you're a caller or a viewer on Facebook Live, let us know, and we'll give you an international show light. Welcome back to Helen from the UK.
Yeah, Dylan.
International
shout
out.
Great to have you with us.
It's been a while. I had to do a double take. And then we also earlier had Tina from the UK also.
Tina?
Yep.
Yes, glad she was with us.
She was here. Like, she was like one of the first ones that spoke on the Facebook Live.
Yes, great.
All right, let's just nail this out. This is a call-in show primarily, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear some automated stuff saying, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's true. You will be able to hear the show and everything's working fine.
Oh, you didn't bring
What?
You didn't bring your phone.
No, I didn't. So we're going to roll with it. I got a list. You guys will show up on a list. I physically see your list. And somebody dropped, but I'll worry about that later. I hope it ain't our first caller. Anyway, you won't get forgotten. You shall not be forgotten because we have a visual list of people. When we take your call, please do the following things if you legally and safely can. Get off speakerphone. Get off your any kind of Bluetooth devices. Stop multitasking, running around doing stuff. Wipe out all your background noises. Maybe watching TV while you're bored or something. But you got to kill all that stuff because by the time we hear you on our end after the internet and coming out our speakers, quality can be bad. And we might have a rough time doing the reading. So if you can make that things awesomely quiet and subdued, I guess you could say, just chill, that would be great. But sometimes you can't. We'll just have to roll with that. Folks that cannot use the phone, typically our international folks, we offer another method. It is Facebook Messenger. And that would be to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee in this case, and then we'll get you on Facebook Messenger. But that is only when we open that door and say to Messenger us.
And you can simply use audio. You don't have to use the video.
No, yeah, and nobody
video.
Else is going to see you anyway. It would be just us if you did do video. But that's only when we open the floor to Messenger because it doesn't have a hold system on it. So if you call in and we're not ready for you, we've got to hang up. That's just the way it is. Also, at the end of your reading with Deborah, that is the sound of harps, which means she has concluded her reading. So you don't get third, fourth, fifth, sixth question opportunities. It is over. All right? And then we're going to give you a quick healing angel card reading before we go to the next caller, and we have lots of callers, so you gotta understand that your reading cannot last forever. It's a freebie, right? You're bloody well right. Okay, my list is blowing up. I want to get to hopefully the first caller is still. It is the same first caller. Then I can straighten everything else up. So let's go to that first caller. We're going to 254 out in Texas. 254, you are the caller. First caller.
Hi Texas. What's your first name, please, and welcome to the show.
It's Gabby again.
Hi, Gabby.
Welcome in.
How are you, hon?
I could say I could be better because I have a question about something.
Okay.
Well, that's why we're here.
Yes, exactly.
Fire away.
Well, I've been off Wi-Fi for almost 3 weeks, and the reason why I was off Wi-Fi because I tried to get a government cell phone. And so I'm in a group home that's not really, like, funded by the government, I think. I couldn't get it, so they took my internet away from me, and I've been off internet for 3 weeks. And I wanted to ask my house manager and see if I could get it back, but I'm kind of scared she's going to say no, and I'm going to wait another week or a month or something. So I want to know, when will I get my internet back on my tablet and hopefully see you guys again on Facebook?
Aww. When do you plan to ask her?
Tomorrow, but she works Monday through Friday.
Okay. Well, we'll include her in this to see what her reaction
that matters.
Will be.
That's a pretty important person for this question.
And I forgot to mention to everyone, I'm using a 24-card layout for each of your calls and for your reading. I prefer that over just a random draw of a few cards. I want to really get a sense intuitively about the landscape of your life.
International shout out to Shanae from
Shanae. UK. Okay. And wait, it's the British invasion.
It is. Once, we always it's pretty much every night's a British invasion.
All right. So
but we like this one.
And if you were to have private sessions with me, we would do more than one layout. But because of the time constraints here,
you get one shot here because we got 4 billion people.
All right. So I'm gonna do this for you now. Gabby and Jim will fill the
basically,
dead air.
Basically, Earth is on hold.
Yeah.
We have every habitant of Earth calling tonight. So it's a big list.
Okay.
So we're gonna have to rock, and we're going to have to rock hard. So that's okay. So, let's see. The Wi-Fi question will come up tomorrow. What do you feel? Do you have any feeling at all, or don't you have a clue what's going to happen?
For you.
Well, I know she's going to say no. Because, I still haven't heard back because I want to see my family this Thanksgiving. It's kind of going to cost me to see my family and my opponents and my brother who I haven't seen in a year. And it's kind of caused a lot of consequences, and I didn't think about it. I just wanted a phone because I wanted to talk to Scott Rune so bad, who I still haven't contacted lately because of Wi-Fi and everything.
Okay,
Well,
cards going down.
Yeah, she may tell you no as a matter of course, but I feel that your time will be short soon. I think you're going to be given your wireless access back. You know, I'm sure they have these rules for reasons, but some of them like this seem very arbitrary when they're dealing with people that are not just new adults.
Some people are... A lot of these rules were made because there was probably a few people that really just went over the top.
Yes, and abused them terribly.
And then they got to say, well, we got to kind of throw it out there for everybody, even the ones that are not really super invisible.
But I do have some good news for you, Gabby. You will be making the change. It's coming up. I feel it's in the new year. But I feel you are going to be moved. And you are going to be so much happier there. Is this a request that you're planning to make? Or that you already have made?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Well, for God's sake.
You are going
to... And I live in a group home just for people to remind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the other people that don't know. What
you're
talking
right,
about,
right, who don't mind. But it's a shame because, you know... Well, I can't dispute their rule.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times there's a reason for all that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, and if you have access to any kind of money, I mean, if you are given any money or you have any money, be careful with it. Watch it.
Stand by for noise.
There's a reason for all that stuff.
I feel like you could become victimized with a little bit of, what is it called? Somebody with slippery fingers.
Thievery.
Yeah.
Pickpockety.
Sticky fingers.
Yep.
Yes, there you go.
Yes, the sticky finger syndrome.
So with me telling you that, you now have the ability to change that from your card reading. And that's why I don't say, oh, it's absolutely going to happen. Because you hold a lot of power through your own consciousness, being aware, taking precautions. And it might also just be something of value. So watch your stuff, okay?
Don't ask her tomorrow?
I think you should. Get the ball rolling.
Yeah, she didn't say not to do that. She just said don't expect necessarily, right, to... have it immediately given back that second.
Is this your first request in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, then it's time. Okay, step up to the plate. Oh, my goodness, honey. I'm going to have to turn you over for your angel card.
Yep, stand by real quick. The list is growing, let's see here. Oh, we'll see what this is, the healing angel card. So these sometimes don't resonate as quickly as the other ones.
Yeah.
Subject is surrender. There is no point in pushing the barrel up such a steep hill. Go back to the start. Surrender your expectations. There's an easier way. When the time is right, a new path will appear.
That's why I think just let her know.
Better know what you want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for holding, and thank you for being numero uno.
Yeah, Gabby. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Deborah. Hope you have a good day.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, you're most welcome. Now I must find you on this list so I can...
All right.
There we go. Okay. We'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye, honey.
Okay. We're going to just get in, right? We're not going to play around. We're going to go to 631, State of New York, 631. You're the next caller. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi. It's Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Same old question, though. I applied for 2 bus companies, applied for them, and then I have an interview for a teacher aid on Wednesday. What do you see with any of them?
Okay.
All
right, here we go.
All right, she's putting the cards down. I am trying to magically find, oh, there's the new caller. I keep track. I keep my own list because Blog Talk, they don't sort them always. They don't often. They really don't sort them in the order people call. That's kind of screwed up. So I have to do that because that's only fair. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's been holding for a long time and somebody calls in and gets on top of the list. Uh-uh. We ain't going like that.
Oh, how does that work?
They're weird.
Oh.
I look at how they sort it and I cannot for the life of me. It's not even any one digit I pick, it's not numerically. So I don't know. It's just all like random. They just throw a list together. Maybe they want it to be random. I think that's not fair.
Well, if you have 100 callers, you might have to make it random, you know?
You're right. But I still think that somebody's been holding like 90% of the show should damn well not get on before somebody had just called 2 minutes ago.
I really feel, looking at your card, Suzanne, that yes, indeed. And it's under what you don't expect. But I believe one of those bus companies is definitely going to take you on. And you could have still hear something about the school opportunity. One thing to remember is, being the squeaky wheel often gets the grease. Don't hesitate to pester them with phone calls or emails.
Yeah, I just called one yesterday, the bus company, and then I called another one today, and the school interview is Wednesday. I'd rather have the bus, but I don't know if the buses are going to call me. I don't know.
Well, from my perspective, right here, looking at what we've got here, I feel you're going to get offered a job, and it's coming really soon for you. Whether it's the one that you absolutely want, well, you might want to take the bird in the hand and then look for another, you know, opportunity.
No, I don't want to keep looking. I don't want to keep looking for another. This job's going to last me the next 20 years. I don't want to go through this again.
Wow. 20 years. Wow. Well, you should do some major, getting advanced and getting promotions in 20 years.
No. It's like I just want to get by. I'll be 82 in 20 years.
Right. Well, for right now, I do feel you've got a really good chance here. So, you know, you have faith, really. It does take faith and perseverance and manifesting and all those fun things. So, Jim... Yeah.
Real quick, you
will have something.
Okay, here we go. Before we go, we have many millions of callers. Your subject for your healing angel card reading is Heart Song. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through from within your soul. Your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth
and
is
you know,
love.
When you were just saying that this job is going to last you for 20 years, might not hurt to tell them that you're not just a short timer.
Well, I would hope that I get married or live with my son or something and don't have to work at 80, but you know.
Hey, it is what it is. Oh, thank you so much. We got to keep on.
I really don't think that will happen, Suzanne, but good luck to you, all right?
All right, thank you for
Take
holding.
Care.
We'll talk again. International shout out to Laura from Canada. Oh, Canada.
Laura from Canada.
Hello.
All right,
international folks, we know you can't call. We'll try to messenger you in. We got a long list. You just have to be patient. And we don't do a list for messenger. We just open the floor at a certain point. So I'm not making if I was trying to make a messenger list also, I would probably lose my mind. As little as it may be. Okay, shall we? We shall. Our next area code we're going to is 805 over in California. 805, welcome to the show.
Hi, what is your first name, please? Hello.
California. Hi, how are you?
We're good. And this, who are you? I mean,
who are you?
I've called the show before. It's Donna.
Okay, Donna, good
from
to
California.
Have you with us. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
All
I
right.
wanted to know if you were seeing any new changes for me.
Anything special that you would like?
Well, it could be travel, moving, new romance, more money, anything like that.
Boy, boy, yes.
You're going to have to chat.
All right. Here I go. I'm going to take care of this for you right now, so you'll have to give me a moment. I'm going to...
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of wrapped up into keeping track of who's what on here for the calls, because we have... I don't know, man. It's like we take a call, two more call in.
Well, they
crazy night, folks.
Thursday seems to be the ticket. Thursday and Sunday.
Yeah. I'm just going to copy and paste some stuff here. I'm trying to figure out something for some new people here.
Okay. I'm just about done. I've been saying to the others, Donna, I'm using a 24-card layout, so it takes me a minute here.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes.
Nice.
I prefer it. I'm more comfortable with doing it this way rather than just grabbing a cards out of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see some remarkable things for you, especially in the year 2023, which is right around the corner. One of them is I feel you've got a brand new friend, female friend, coming on the horizon. And, oh, are the two of you going to click? And I think this is going to be a really great friendship for you because you're both on the same level in so many ways, as if you are kindred spirits. And I feel this will make an awesome travel companion for you at times, or just to go on a date. Yeah, just go for a day, go shopping or go, I don't know, you know, whatever people in California do, go visit the vineyard, you know, find things. Fun things to do, and I think that's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
You two are going to be gallivanters together. Yeah. Oh my word!
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. That's what we like.
There is going to be a romantic interlude around the corner for you, very soon. Could be over the holidays.
Holiday room.
Depending on
Guy be from this town? Will the man be from this town?
I think so, yes, because there's a close proximity between the two of you. And, oh, he likes to have fun. And he's very sincere and honest. I mean, this is a good guy. This is a real gentleman here. But he likes to let his hair down, too.
Right.
You know, and he'll try new things. What do you want me to do?
We have to move.
Move? Oh, yes.
Well, we have to move.
Yeah, wait, no.
Well, I didn't. Cause,
give me one more minute
if she's not ready.
Well, this
one
lady, Donna, is on the brink of like a brand new page in her whole life. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
All right.
You know, you're going to, next year around this time, you'll be like, whew, what a year this has been. So, yes, you've got new love coming to you. And that broken heart you've suffered on and off, you know, that kind of creeps in here and there. That will be mended. It will be mended. You're going to so feel loved again. And I also want you to know that there's money coming for you. Yeah, more money. Not in this moment with Jim kind of cracking the whip over me because we have so many.
You got a lot of people.
I can't tell you any details about it.
Wow. What a terrific reading. You made my day. I'm so excited. I'm going to look forward to all this. Thank you, Deborah.
Awesome.
Okay, your healing angel card reading quickly. Subject is truth. The best way through the current situation is to just speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel.
I think that's the way everybody should live.
Yeah, but some people have chips on their shoulders.
Also, you've got serendipity coming to you, Donna. And I think it's in this whole brand new, you called in, let's put it this way, you called in to confirm that what you're hoping for is on the way. And it is.
Awesomeness.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. Don't be a stranger.
Call us again.
Yeah.
International shout out to Mike, who seems to have been a naughty boy again. Doesn't take him more than a day or so.
Who is he tonight?
Today, I believe he is Godfrey Gift. There you go. All right. Anyway, yes. What's amazing is that how come he doesn't get, his bands are so short.
Yeah. And some of us stay in jail
some
forever.
Some of us get slapped in our pee-pee and it perks for like 10 days or so. But anyway, all right. We're going to keep on it. We're going to area code 203 up in Connecticut, 203.
Well, Connecticut.
Welcome, welcome.
I bet that's our Pat.
I would think so.
Hi, Pat.
It's me and Chance is ready to bark and say, give me the speech.
Oh,
woof.
I heard that.
Woof.
Oh, for cute.
Oh, there he is. There, he's got half a heart. He lost his bark when his spine collapsed, so he only has half a bark now.
But you can tell it's a bark. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Pat, for posting that. I saw just before we went on the air, that beautiful, those things that you posted too, looked like two verses. There was the, anyway, I saw it. And it's about, cherishing your dog. And my heart broke for that lady last night. So.
Oh, me too. I don't know the etiquette of taking space on someone else's Facebook, so I just put them on. But honestly, the link, David White recites his poem to music, and it just helps your heart so much. It's not only reading him reciting his poem.
I will. I'll pass that on to her. I will pass it to her.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what is your question for us tonight? We have a lot of people.
You can tell her I have an exercise to do if she's open to it as well to help her in the first few nights or weeks.
Yes, I will.
Anyway, I was just shown signs today, I think. I missed my appointment for the doctor for surgery on my knee, and I got quite angry. I was only 15 minutes late. I went to the wrong building of theirs. Anyway, absolutely not. They would not give me any leeway. So I kind of thought, well, okay, then I'm going to make an appointment for someone else in your practice that I hear is wonderful. So who knows? Maybe it was a blessing. And maybe I'll have, that will give me time to heal my knee better. I don't know. And then the other thing was I ran into the hypnotist that I'm thinking of hiring, and he doesn't know me. I saw him in the health food.
Wow.
I saw him in the health food store, and I just, smiled as I passed. He looked so tired and depressed.
Wow.
And I thought, this is something that they're showing me for a reason, or maybe not. Maybe I'm just seeing him as a human being like anyone else. So that's it. If you have any energy on either of those things.
Okay, well, you are having a new awakening that we discussed yesterday. And you're going to experience things because it's like floodgates have opened, and you will have, I think that you, though, are going to be able to take it in stride. Some people get really overwhelmed, but I'm going to take a look at this for you and see what we got.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, It's okay for us to go to a doctor's appointment, and they can be running 30 minutes behind, but we roll in late. What kind of crap is that?
Well,
absolutely.
I think 15 minutes, they could have been a little forgiving.
I think 30 they could have, too.
Go ahead.
That's all right. They could have, but oh well.
Yeah, but, if they're running late, you don't matter.
Right.
You just sit your ass in that waiting room and shut the hell up is what they say.
Absolutely.
They're special.
Yep.
Yeah, they're special. You wait. Like, our lives don't matter. I don't have things to do at all. Of course not. Only doctors do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? They got an assembly line system going on, and they try to maximize the amount of visits they get.
Also, but remember, those that are obstetricians are running out to deliver babies. So we have learned, us ladies.
Yeah, that's not her case.
Stride. Right. Actually, I think it was meant for that appointment to be canceled or delayed.
It's a sign.
Changed.
It's a sign.
It is that you should go to see somebody else.
And that you stuck to your guns and said, I'm switching.
Yeah. And I think it would be excellent for you to see this hypnotist. I really do.
You do.
I think it really opened some doors and windows for you. I love hypnosis myself. What?
Doors and windows. Wow.
Sure, why not?
I thought windows were for like jumping out. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Let the sun shine in.
The sun shine.
That's right.
All right, go ahead. Keep going, Deb.
Why was I shown him as so tired and almost bedraggled?
Well, I think that your gift as an empath is turning, is ramping up.
Ready to go.
The volume is turning up.
Up the
on that, and you're going to start noticing a lot of things about people.
Okay.
So if it gets to be too much, go ahead, Pat.
Well, I mean, I was just wondering, is it showing me to be cautious about actually seeking him out, or am I just, should I just be a human being and say, hey, you know, he might be really tired from a really, really long day and not so happy to go home?
Oh, interesting.
Everybody has one of those days, too,
yeah.
or maybe lots
right.
of days. Like
that. Well, I think he's showing up
yeah.
like that for you because you are meant to go.
Yeah, and I don't think, yeah, right.
Yeah.
She sees you going forward and that being okay.
I really do. You're
okay.
Right. Your cards are changing and becoming really strong.
The cards are saying, so at this point, continue your plans to go forward with it.
I think you should.
Oh.
And get that other, get the other doctor in that practice.
Okay.
Healing card.
Right before
we go, real quick, healing card reading, healing angel card reading, pardon me. Determination is the subject. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
I like it.
I like it.
Take care, Pat.
Thank you for holding forever.
So, Chance just said, all right, the next reading is for him.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Call
care.
You again. Thanks so much.
All right.
We'll be here. Thank you very much.
Kisses to you both.
Like you very much.
I would like to say something here to everybody.
Okay.
Any of you that may have come to our Monday shows, we do as many as we can. However, I never rush a reading just to try and, you know, I'm into quality, not quantity.
Today's not Monday.
No, but I'm telling them if many of you have waited, you may have found that by the time of our hour ending, we'll have to... urge you to come to our next show.
There's nothing
so
we can do about that.
That may happen right here.
There's nothing we can do about that.
The amount that we have right now, I personally do not feel I'm going to be able to adequately handle them all.
No, you folks that are listening don't know where you are on the list. I don't expect to see a mass exodus here.
No, I would wait if I would wait.
Especially if you've been holding forever already.
You can learn from other people's readings as well.
Yeah, and it's a lesson. You just never know how big the show's going to be.
If you're meant to get a reading, it will happen today.
Otherwise,
it'll come in its own way in time.
We have 3 or 4 people on hold before the show even started on the hour. And you can call in early.
Some people probably
don't realize that. You can call in early. I wouldn't know that either.
Mm-mm.
I would think I would call in and get something else, but you can call in early. So, all right, let's rock and let's roll. We're going to 507, Minnesota, 507. Welcome to the show.
Hi there, and welcome to the show. What is your first name,
please? Hi, Deborah and Jim. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Judy.
How are you guys doing? I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, finally, yes.
We finally kicked that virus to the curb.
Yes, and I hope others
good. Amen.
Boy, for sure.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty
so,
I'm calling because I found a realtor that would actually help me get into a place and sell my house. But then I found a handyman finally in 13 and a half years that would be able to help me on this house. And I've been so blessed, and I found a friend in Lafayette. We're going to have coffee.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm supposed to stay or move, Deborah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Well, hey, the cards are here.
Yeah, we can take a look and see what direction they feel intuitively.
Sure.
Friend and the handyman, I've been, it's crazy. I've just been so blessed.
Life can be very crazy.
Thank you, God,
Sure,
exactly.
Absolutely. Life can be, like we said, crazy good, crazy bad. So at least crazy good is what you like to have. All right, cards are going down.
Yeah, and I like the amount of abundance that's coming to you.
Choices are good.
There is a real vibration that comes with this particular method.
Sure, okay.
And I feel that when you've had readings with us before, it has raised your vibration so that while you're thinking about your reading, and thinking of choices you would want to consider in the future, you're actually manifesting the future that you would, most like for yourself.
Sure, there's a lot of theories.
Yeah, true. I pray every day, guys. I do.
And I think prayer is a form of manifesting.
Yeah, because, you're praying for positive outcome.
Yes.
And if you're praying, you have faith. And if you have faith, you're manifesting.
And it's all coming from,
you're right.
God.
But then there's the people that don't have faith ever, but they pray when, like, only in certain situations. That's a different ball game. But if you have faith, you have faith. All right, Deb, what do you got?
Your cards are saying, and Judy, of course it's up to you, but they're saying you should strike while the iron is hot and work with the realtor.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's what the cards are saying.
I really like her. Her name is Beth, and she's really sweet.
Okay.
And she's not, I see her here too. She's not going to take advantage of you. This woman has kind of like an angelic heart.
Nice.
And she's going to want to see you well-placed and with your house doing the best it can. And, you know, the thing is, the housing market is going to get difficult again.
Yeah,
it's
you know how it is. It's an up and down, and it's in transition right now. Interest rates are going
but
up.
But your cards are showing you would likely get a contract on that house very quickly.
Yeah.
Contract on what? The new house? What do you mean?
The one you live in to sell it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel it's going to be a hot ticket out there on the market.
That market changes from day to day.
And it really does. So
sucks,
that's why the cards are urging you, don't wait.
There's a little house right next to my daughter and my three grandkids, and my grandkids can mow the yard. And I could move right next to them, my grandkids.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that house might not be affordable because I owe Philip $12,000-something, and she thinks that's wrong. She said, you shouldn't owe anything. You should have that paid off 5 years ago. And she ain't the only one that said that. Many people said that to me. So he's ripped me off.
I think a lot of things are going to come to light
through
this whole transaction.
Yeah,
put it that way. And hey, that guy, you're having coffee with a guy, right?
He's a retired state patrol cop.
Oh, and he's gonna like.
And when he retired, he had he got a lot of money, and now he's doing realty, and he's really hard to work with. He's not nice at all, believe me. So, away from him.
I thought we were talking about a man in Lafayette that you're gonna have a coffee with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that confused with you. No, it's a woman.
Oh, well, there's a man coming.
Okay, a woman.
There's a man.
But now there's a man coming now.
There's a man, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, there's a man?
He's a mighty good man. And I'll tell you what, Judy, when you move, your life's going to open up in a big way. Yep, it's time to step into the future. It really is. And
I need a change so bad, guys.
We understand.
Well, I can see that you do. And, it's going to be like Christmas every day, the way you'll feel.
Wow.
Good one. Yeah, he's got a great one for you.
Stand by. We have to transition to the next caller. But before you go, this is a healing angel card.
Yeah.
And the subject of this card is prayer. No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening.
The angels are listening to you, Judy.
Yep. I feel like they're around me, and I feel God is around me.
I think so, too.
I feel like angels are around me.
Well, then you, as the card just said, you just have to ask them, because they are listening.
Yeah,
they will guide you.
Said they're listening. All right, well, thank you so much for holding.
Yeah,
all right,
thank you so much for taking my call. Yes.
In a couple minutes that you
we
last
love
call.
Hearing from you, Judy.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to rock and roll. Where are we going? We're going to... I just had you on my radar. So, there we go. We're going to 916, which is back out in California. Oh, look at that. It didn't like on it. There, now it's happy. 916, California. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. What is your first name,
Hi,
please?
How are you?
Very
it's
good.
Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Wow, it's been a little while.
Lynn, I've been thinking about you the last couple days.
It's been a wee bit of time.
Yes.
Probably, because it's been nothing but drama, Deborah.
Okay.
You know,
Lord have mercy.
You know, my daughter is had brain cancer, had the surgery. It's growing back. She's getting radiation. She has it in several bodies, melanoma in her body. And she goes on another therapy, but not chemo, because chemo doesn't work on melanoma. So I have a family member, and they have a new boyfriend, and nobody likes him. And so she's trying to start all this trouble with everyone. And today she told me that I hope for you that Jennifer, your daughter, she didn't say Jennifer, she said your daughter doesn't make it, don't cry. If your daughter doesn't make it, don't cry to me.
Oh, well, that one has just signed her own karma receipt.
Yeah, that's somebody that's basically starting to burn bridges with all her family members forever.
That's really bad.
Yeah, that is. That's like, oh, okay,
really
then we
bad.
Have no reason to speak ever again, I would say.
That's
yeah.
what I
yeah.
said. This would
yep.
be our
goodbye
last conversation.
Forever. Yep, goodbye forever.
I think you're finding out the true heart of that relative.
Yeah, that's obviously, that
yes.
is a very self-centered person.
Oh,
all they care
God.
About is who their next boyfriend is. That's so much more important than anything else.
Well, what would you like me to
sounds juvenile.
Read your cards about?
Yeah, what would you specifically like to ask?
That I'm so upset about it.
Okay, you want to dig into that, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Then Deb shall grab her intuitive card shovel.
A reason. I need a reason.
Oh,
it can't
reason.
Be
well,
for a little pee-pee or whatever.
Oh, you know what though? The cards are going down, so this is just for me. It can be that simple for some guys and chicks over.
That's really sad.
Love. They will just say the most horrible things to people, the most terrible things, because they're so wrapped up into this person.
Yes.
And then they'll do it again with the next freaking
And there's kind of
along.
A vulgar expression for it, so everybody please excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, F-struck.
It's called fuckstruck.
Yeah, that's basically the person is broken, and every time they get a new love in their life, that's the most important person ever, and everybody else doesn't matter. And if they don't like it, then
absolutely.
They're their life to die. And you know, they,
yeah, it's so
but how do you say something horrible?
Yeah.
That's it.
Because that is a person that is so, all they care about is themselves and that current situation. Now, that's me. But the cards are, that's up to Deb. Now, when the cards go down, she'll give you the card's opinion.
Yeah.
I'm so hurt.
You are.
Well,
and, you know, some people mean to hurt and some don't. They just like...
Well, this one here is reacting out of real rage. And I doubt she will take those words back. I really do. But I think she's already realizing, damn, what did I do?
You make yourself look so,
yeah.
like, juvenile and
oh.
mentally unstable by saying those things.
And so what if the family doesn't like
you
her...
You lose credibility.
You know, her... boyfriend,
her newest,
viewer.
Her
yeah.
newest, whatever in town. Yeah, you know. What do
you
expect?
What?
And if you pick scuzzballs, guess what? They're probably not going to like a scuzzball. Shocking. But anyway,
well,
right.
I want you to know, even though I'm bound by internet policies not to make medical or legal, you know, I can't.
We're not doctors.
Yeah.
We don't even. We're not even practitioners
right.
of any type.
But
right.
I really think that. Yeah, rather than pour energy into that person who, I don't know if there's any way to help them, but pour the energy into your daughter.
Yeah,
yeah, and he's got
Absolutely.
A card. He's got a card here that's going to,
yes.
for healing, that's going to knock your socks off.
Stand by for your healing angel card reading, mind you. That actually makes a big difference on the type of reading you get. Divine intervention is your subject. You may feel frustrated because something stalls or comes to a standstill. Progress seems painfully slow, yet this is a blessing. It is divine intervention at work. When the timing is in perfect harmony, all will come to fruition.
Oh, boy, look at that. And I think a lot of what that means about divine intervention is that this person does not have a place in your life anymore.
No.
Not after
that's,
this.
That's a person
Never.
That likes
yeah.
to use the mouth, but likes to disconnect the brain first.
Yeah. So,
and there's a lot of them out there.
As long as you're doing stuff for this person, as long as you're doing stuff for this person, they're all in. But the minute you stop doing is when the knife comes out.
Yeah, that's a vicious person.
That's a vicious, selfish person that only cares about themselves.
And I don't know if she's ever going to be happy because that's her karma in life.
Yeah, and if she's probably going to snowball herself into getting worse and worse as she gets older.
So I think you're going to have to cut that cord.
Oh, I think that I would have had this too. So
well,
she opened up her Yap and said that shit.
I'm on my way home right now to do some candles and to cut those cords, Deborah, and to smudge.
You do that, please.
Yeah, you don't need that mouth in your life
it's
right now.
It's no wonder you've been on my mind
last
days.
All right, well, good luck to you, and wish you the best, and prayers are with you.
Oh, yeah, we're going to pray for you.
Thank you.
We always think positive here, no negatives.
Thank you. Yep, we love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Again.
I love you. Bye.
All righty.
It's true. I have to have it. She puts out these beautiful Facebook pictures of flowers, and I've had her so on my mind.
Yeah, it's been a while. I was kind of like, huh, there you go. Didn't even make the bulb cook that here. It's been that long. It's been a while.
Boy, that's, you know, we all should take a lesson from this.
Oh, Laura was on there saying that's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, let's not ever, ever, ever let our mouth get. And if it slips out immediately, you know, that's
something
apologize.
Like a 13, 14-year-old just says just horrible things because their brains are screwed up with hormones. That chick's got no excuse. She's an adult. In theory, she's an adult, that person that said that.
It's a terrible shame.
Yep. Well, you know what? There will be some serious mega karma there. So.
And Lynn, let me tell you, that woman has a big heart, and she carries a big stick.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
And boy, oh boy, I think her power is magical.
Okie dokie.
Oh, boy, that gave me chills.
All right, we're rocking.
That.
We're rolling.
Yeah.
We're moving on. We're going back to Texas. 972, welcome to the show, Texas.
Hello there. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
This happens sometimes. They're on hold for so long that they go to mute and do some other stuff. We'll just do a temporary skip by. Okay,
right.
Not a problem. We won't eliminate you. We understand if you've been holding till the end of time.
We still got lots of time.
We got time. Nobody needs to push the panic button yet. We surely are not on our end. Right, hey, I like this. Let's go to our neighbor to the south. I got to find, there's two of them, so I got to find the right.
All right.
Oh, look at that. A lot of people have gone bye-bye.
Okay. Well, probably because they're thinking, hey.
Oh, yeah, or something, things come up. Life happens, you know. Let me see if I can find the next one. There we go. All right, stand by, folks. Stand by. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Go to Carolina.
No, that's where we were.
Oh we were?
Then they weren't there anymore.
Oh, I got it.
All right. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Now we're going to 814, Commonwealth, Pennsylvania. 814. Welcome to the show.
Hi, who's on the phone with us?
Hello, this is Amy. How are you?
Great, Amy. How are you doing?
Welcome, Amy.
Hi. I want to see if you see a change in job coming for me. I have put in for three different jobs.
Okay.
In your company or in a different, company?
Right, yeah, in
different
other
businesses.
Places?
Well, I work for the state, so it would be a different organization.
That's right. We have spoken with you before, have we not?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, all right, we'll take a look at it. Interesting.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, you've got this urge. Your gut is telling you, and it's probably a good thing before all hell breaks loose there. You know what I mean? Kind of speaking in code here.
It is code, and sometimes, you know, there's that old, there's a certain point. Everybody maybe gets to the point where I see some writing on the wall.
Yep.
And you realize I got to take action because that writing is on the wall. I'm not doing any code speaking because I don't know what the hell Deb's talking about.
I'll tell you later. I just sometimes think people's business doesn't always have to be broadcasted. I remembered what it is.
Which is odd on a show where we give free readings for the entire planet to listen to.
All right. Well, you're right.
But that's up to her, though, still.
It deals with some corruption within the
still up to her. No, I am not disputing anybody's right to privacy. I'm just saying
Well, no, there's probably a billion Amys in the world.
Oh, well, I don't know about a billion, but there probably is a lot. A billion's a good number for me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't dispute that. I can't say, no, Deb, there isn't. I don't have any evidence that there isn't. There's enough where, holy shit, yeah.
Oh, Amy, you are going to land such a great job. I think I've told you this before. It's a peach of a job. You're going to love it. And you're getting out in good time. Let me tell you, if what I perceive in these cards comes to pass, there may come a time you're called as a witness. So best, the sooner you vacate, the better. Are you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay,
I'm listening and taking everything in.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing, where it seems like a lot of raw sewage works in our government, you know? And I think it's time we get these places cleaned out. So I am very much in support of you doing this. And it's right here under Sure to Come True. Oh, my gosh.
Sure to Come True.
You're going to thank your lucky stars, and it's coming soon. And this was a step that you really do need to take. Eventually, I see that you're going to change your residence. Is that something you're even thinking about yet?
No.
Okay, that's down the road. It's something that's here under what you don't expect.
Yeah, well, that sounds like she does not expect that.
Yeah, and the thing is, people...
Good, there you go.
I often will tell people, gee, you're going to move. No, we have no plans. And then I hear from them in like a year, and they go, darn right, we're moving.
It's amazing, a series of... It's almost like you're playing marbles or pool, and then things start happening, balls hitting, and then this whole bunch of events happen where it's like, oh, look at that, we're moving.
Exactly.
A whole bunch of like five or six different events also can get you there.
So, Amy, you've got the right of the rightness is on your side, and you are going to be elevated out of there. I see this for you, and I'll tell you, I'm sure to come true, which is the last designation in the layout in all these years. I've yet to see something, oh, here it goes, not happen when it was predicted.
It's funny how a lot of people that write literature like to use multiple double negatives.
I know.
Like, you know what? It's not unlike. It's like, why don't say it's not unlike? Just say it's freaking like something. But
yes.
Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
And, oh, money is going to be awesome for you. And there's a whole lot of new prestige for you. So this is going to be great. So I'm really glad we got this chance to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Don't leave yet.
Do not depart yet. Give me about 30 seconds for your angel card reading before we move on.
Yes.
Subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear.
Ooh, I like that.
But that's easier said than done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's called faith. That,
yes,
that
it
F
is.
Word. The other F word.
That other, yes. That, Amy, good luck to you.
Yeah, definitely.
You're
good luck
walking.
To you. Yep.
You're walking a yellow brick road, watching things.
Well, you're being proactive, and that's better than sitting back and
waiting for the poop to hit the fan.
Yeah, waiting for the poop to fall on your lap. Better to get up and run.
That's
all right.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, too, also, in your endeavors. All right, we're going to go back and try 972. I was in Texas, I believe, wasn't it? I think that's right. 972, are you with us now?
Hello.
Hi.
She is with us.
And who are we, Sue?
Sue with whom?
Whom?
This is Jasmine.
This is who?
Jasmine.
Yaman.
All right. Okay, honey. We're like, ready for you. What's happening?
That's such a cool name.
Yeah, I love it.
That is good.
Just a general... About my some years, that's all. We haven't spoken.
You haven't spoken?
Doesn't feel like it's going in a good direction.
Okay.
Ooh.
As what? What was the last
one? I didn't hear that, but I just remember...
Her situation.
Yeah, the situation, this little light bulb, my little dim bulb in my head just clicked on about what's going on with Jasmine, so I'm sorry. You haven't heard, basically, right? You want to look into that?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that. And it's good that you got your finger on the pulse of this and are calling us often. That is smart.
And I really admire you for realizing the in-laws, you do not share solidarity with them.
She already knows that there is zero there.
Yes, and thank God before your children get too old. Because you're going to be able to shield them from this. If not shield them, at least get them to feel sorry for such bigoted people.
Do these people go to church, too, on Sundays?
Mm-mm. No.
What?
No?
No.
Okay, well.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's good. Because you know what? Believe it or not, a lot of people like that do. It's like, how can you go to church on Sunday? It's like Sunday, I am the most religious and loving person. I love everybody. And then Monday through Saturday, I hate this. I hate this person. I hate those people. I hate those types. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, Dad. I know. Sitting in the...
So hypocritical and bigot. You know what, though? The big man upstairs.
Well, he watches.
He does. He's only. He's not just watching you on Sunday in church there, dumbasses. All right, go ahead, Deb.
What was the saying? It may be biblical.
Maybe.
The saying is, be hot or cold, but not lukewarm, or I'll vomit you out of my mouth. And I'm sure I didn't say it right.
Holy
But I
shit.
Remember hearing that in Bible school or something. It had to do with religion.
Sounds very Old Testament. Well, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, here's what I got for you, Jasmine. You guys are finally giving me the bottom line.
Bottom line.
The bottom line here. I feel what's going to happen, and I'm looking at your marriage. I'm looking at your husband, who finds the situation terrifying.
Right. There's a lot of strange waters here.
I worry. My worry is about him that he's not a strong enough man to stand up against his family.
I don't think he is already, but that's just my opinion. I don't have cards.
At this point.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you here, the boom is going to get lowered where he is going to want to tell his family off and say, we don't need you. This is how you're going to behave. We don't need you. I love my African-American wife.
And a lot of times it's because of the distance thing.
Could be.
A lot of times people are like, I'm in another continent or something. I can't just start having this family argument. It's really weird, and I start isolating, and I'm not there with her to be united with her.
And
you know,
if there is another woman at his location, there is no love there.
Remember that? So that still is resonating.
I still think it's only friendship.
Yeah.
That they share. So, Jasmine, try and keep yourself together. Be a good mommy, you know.
Glass is half full.
Yeah. And watch and see. I really think this man's going to, vomit them right out of his mouth.
Yeah, and in-laws are, they can be pieces of poo-poo.
They
especially
can.
You, especially, it's one thing if they didn't like you because you're doing something wrong morally. But if they don't like you because of a race,
and your husband is half black.
Or whatever. It's like, really? Really?
You know, think about that. You're not running the streets.
What? And it's like, come on, really? What world do we live in now? It's not the same damn world, you old bastards.
You know, really?
If you can't live with the way things are nowadays, check the hell out. Get out of this world. Don't bother anybody else now.
Yeah, well,
Where's my little soapbox preacher? But all right, here we go. All right, real quick, the subject of your healing angel card reading is determination.
Good.
Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
Very good.
So just keep on doing what you're doing with your same exact attitude, your same beliefs. Don't get too caught up in fear.
No, in other words, you punted, and you're going to see what he's going to do with the ball.
Yep. You didn't say squat, and because you're not. So,
you're not.
Nope.
So
you want the best. You want what is right.
I really think your husband is going to stand strong with you and the kids. But he's going to have to see that.
And it might be really hard to do with distance and phones and social media. It just might be hard for somebody to make a stand against their family when they're not there with the family.
It's true.
He might need to say, when I get back, I'm going to drop the hammer. We don't know. That could be his logic. Because I can't do shit now. I'm going to keep the zipper on my lips and just not try to stir the pot. When I get back, then that pot's getting stirred.
Couple of racist busybodies.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? And he could say, you know what? You don't matter what I choose. And if you don't like it, then you stay out of our lives. Quit trying to stir the pot.
So, Jasmine, you hang in there. Hang 10, honey.
Whoa, just like a surfer girl.
Yeah, that's
going to
happen.
All right. Hey,
take care.
Thank you for holding forever.
We'll be
so
here tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday is our
yes.
for sure show with a rebel card reading. So they're not going to be healing. Thank you so much. All right, Jasmine, we're moving on real quick. We're going to cool. Hey,
this will have to be the one that takes us out.
This is probably the finale. All right. I got to find him. There we go. We're going to 856 in New Jersey, I believe. 856, welcome to the show. What do you got?
Hi, what's your name, please?
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
Hi, good.
We're doing good. Who are we talking with?
Rose Maria.
Oh, we know you.
I didn't hear. What was the name? I'm sorry, my ears pooped.
Rose Maria.
Yes.
What?
We know her.
What's the name?
Say it again, honey.
Well, come on, Deb. You don't know it either.
I watched
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. I kept asking over and over. Deb's making fun of me like I don't know what it is. But she didn't know either.
I
think
she
did.
All right, honey.
All right, go ahead.
On your mind?
I extended the show. Doesn't mean we can't take any more calls, but we can't kill the last caller.
Yeah.
Bring it on, baby.
Whatever you guys can get that's positive. There's a lot of chaos at work and a lot of drama happened, and I had to put a lawyer involved in that one, so I'm not sure if I'm going elsewhere, if that was a blessing to do something else, if that's going to happen anytime soon.
So this is 100% work-related, a lot of holy crap going on at work, is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Serious shit going on at work, and you're not sure if this is...
I thought she said something about a lawyer.
She did something about a lawyer, so you're not sure if it's some kind of blessing that could be ugly right now, but it's going to be better in the long run. Is that what you're wondering?
Right.
Are you implicated in something? And you don't have to tell us specifically.
No.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so there's a lawyer, but whatever. It is what it is, and you want to know if this is ultimately, even though it's a pain in the ass right now, going to lead into a better job situation in the future, correct?
Right.
Okay, that's a legitimate question. And sometimes these things happen for a reason, like Deb
says
all the time. Sometimes sometimes you're rocking and rolling, smooth sailing at a job, and all of a sudden all sorts of crazy crap happens, and you wonder why crazy crap happening, right?
I'll tell you why. Because life is not an amusement park. It's actually a classroom where we're all, like, running lab experiments.
It sure does all seem like an amusement park sometimes, though, doesn't it?
It does.
But I gotcha.
But that's what keeps us going and living is the happy moment.
That is true. I mean, if life was nothing but a commercial, what was that one? I don't know. There was some one where somebody just got up, went to work, played with papers, went home, went to bed every single day. That person would lose their mind.
Yeah.
Without some kind of chaos, right? Something to keep the fire inside your belly going.
Rosemaria, I really feel that all of this around you is going to be resolved. There is definitely a new job in your card coming for you. And it's going to be like with the other lady, right at the right time for you. And there is more happiness around the corner when you get into the new year. You are not going to believe that you could be blessed with that much happiness.
And that is right around the corner.
By God, you're going to have it. That's right. So I know I hear it in your voice. You're very distressed. You're very down.
Yes.
But just remember, God would never take you this far and leave you. Never. So have faith.
Yeah, that's all you can do. And then that should take you a long way. Some people have a hard time. Some people lose faith.
You know what I'm seeing in your cards? Man that's going to come, he's traveling a long distance. He's not here yet, but he's going to love you to death. And I feel this is your future. He's under sure to come true. What?
I hate that phrase.
What?
Love you to death?
Well, maybe.
Because a lot of times, a lot of guys love chicks to death because that's what they do.
Oh, we're not going to do it there.
I'm just saying. I hear it all the time, right? I'm like, I kind of, in the world we live in now,
I love
you to life or something.
Yeah, I could have said it too.
Love you with all his heart.
But
we know what you mean.
Just
I know.
Try and look up because better things are coming for you. They are.
You must have faith. Well, yeah. I think she does, but, you know, she's just kind of, she's in one of those little situations
now. Sure. Where everything
is. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, away, but it's.
I know, honey, but it's going to get better.
Stand by for your healing. Hang on. Stand by for your healing angel card reading before we move on. Your subject of your healing angel card reading is compassion. But listen to this. When you show greater compassion towards yourself, the universe automatically responds by showering you with greater blessings.
Yeah.
So show some compassion towards yourself. Some people are hard on themselves.
Give yourself self-love. You need
it. I mean, because the angels, they have compassion, and sometimes they wonder why we don't give ourselves any compassion.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because you deserve it.
So we hope to hear from you again. We want to keep with you to see how this
Goes
for
you. We'll be here for sure tomorrow. Saturday is 99.9%.
Yeah. Take care, honey.
Unless a meteor strikes us or something.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Yep. Good luck, and call us again.
Yes. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we are Saudi.
I'm ready for you.
We had a holy crap load. To those that are still holding, we apologize. We did the best we could.
Yeah.
We recommend you call earlier. To the messenger folks that were waiting, international and not, we're sorry. We had a show the other night where we could get the messenger folks in. Tonight was not the night.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
We just can't promise that forever.
I've got it ready for you.
All we can say is we shall try.
So yes. We will be here. This show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Get on here for your week.
Say goodbye.